Should I start? So you, the chair said in the beginning that it's nice to have this convergence of proposals. So this is exactly the opposite to that. Can you hear me? Yeah. Okay. But to be serious, it's just a couple of extensions, and some of them were mentioned already in the previous draft, which was really a complete document. And I think it makes sense to talk about these extensions. And just one remark before I mention them. I think it's a good idea to keep the operation, the details of the operation. I mean, we all had some Alto service operation in mind when proposing these protocols and when working on them. Actually, we came first with the full idea and then tried to translate them into protocol, you know, and to separate between protocol and the service behind, something like that. So I split those two into two separate documents. Here I will have just a couple of those extensions about the protocol itself, and the operation itself was in another document, which will come later. But both are extremely simple and short, so it won't take long. Just maybe 1 minute, less than 1 minute, to explain the background here. This is a European project, and we have those requirements also to contribute to these protocols and so on. We are right now working out the details of those protocols. What will be interesting, end of this year, we'll start an internal trial in Telefonica network in Spain. Next year, we'll have external trial with customers in small ISP in Cyprus. So when we have those results, it will be interesting to see. Anyway, let's go to the next one. So we see three main steps of the protocol. There should be a way to support capabilities query from the client to the server. So something like, what rating criteria do you support? And then pick the server that fulfills your needs. So you need to know, the client needs to know in advance what criteria are relevant for it and so on. And then there was, last time there was discussion, I remember in San Francisco, there was discussion about host location attributes and how much information to reveal from the client to the server and vice versa. So it makes sense to provide some sort of conversation between the client and the server, in the sense that you know, the client can ask first with some more general information, try to get the guidance. If that is not satisfactory, it can refine the query and something like that. And the final extension concerns with feedback from the users, from the client to the server. I saw in the previous slide that there was also a proposal to have that feedback. I think that can be valuable information that server can use and then improve, learn through learning, improve the service, improve its operation. It makes sense to add this as an option. So that way, servers would learn about conditions in distant networks that they cannot know about. They would learn clients' preferences and find good trade-offs. And as well, it makes sense to support, to provide to that client that feedback usage to support new applications when you don't know what rating criteria will be important. Let's go to the next. I think on the next slide I have just this with a little bit more detail. So if you have just an example, through that feedback you can learn where are the bottlenecks in the network, and if the server has, let's say, path ABCD to autonomous system D, then from clients it can learn that there is no problem with A, B, and C, but that there is a problem in D that otherwise he cannot know. And So for this new application support, it's a question of what parameters matter for those applications. So that you cannot know in advance. It doesn't mean that that locality will or hop distance will help immediately. So perhaps there is a need to first investigate what parameters are relevant, then use those. So for video streaming, is it only distance I'm asking here? Is it only distance that matters, or delays and so on? So in case you don't know that, you can learn also from feedback. So this is all basically what I wanted to say about those small extensions. And yeah, that's it.
Questions, comments?
Simple.
Okay, thank you.